AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A new government report finds teenage smoking hit a new low last year, while the popularity of electronic cigarettes and water pipes soared.
From 2013 to 2014, smoking traditional cigarettes plummeted almost 25%, down to 9%. But at the same time, use of e-cigarettes tripled.
Besides cigarettes, AP correspondent Mike Stobe reports the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found continuing declines in the use of cigars, chewing tobacco, and snuff among high school students. U.S. officials are reviewing just what happened yesterday when a small helicopter landed on the Capitol lawn.
A military official says NORAD, the FAA, and other agencies are going over sensor data. A NORAD spokesman says the incident highlights a long-standing vulnerability, an inability to detect some low, slow-flying objects. He says the military started testing a new sensor system in orbit over Maryland's Aberdeen Proving Ground. It includes a football field-sized blimp that floats at about 10,000 feet. Officials say it should be integrated into the air defense system in a few months. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama has signed legislation changing the way Medicare pays doctors.
This was a bipartisan effort, Republicans, Democrats coming together to do something that's smart and common sense. My hope is that it becomes a habit.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is suing the Obama administration for withholding roughly $1 billion in federal money earmarked for hospitals that serve the poor. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says his plan to lower contributions to public employee pension funds is a state budget matter and no business of the courts. This is AP Radio News. There's no verdict yet in the murder case stemming from the disappearance of a 6-year-old boy years ago in New York City.
The jury deliberating murder charges against Pedro Hernandez got the case Wednesday afternoon. It finished its first full day of deliberations without a verdict. Hernandez was a teenage neighborhood store clerk when 6-year-old Eitan Pates disappeared in Soho in 1979. He wasn't considered a suspect, but more than 30 years after the disappearance, acquaintances told police Hernandez had confessed to luring the boy into the store and strangling him. The defense says Hernandez is too confused to distinguish reality from fantasy. No body or any other physical evidence has ever been found. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Orange County District Attorney in California has appealed a judge's decision to give less than half the mandatory sentence to a man who sodomized a 3-year-old girl. A relatively quiet day on Wall Street. Very little movement in the major indices. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.